Well, welcome to the African savanna. It's a little bit hot in here. We're kind of left the setup from the Vacation Bible School because we're going to talk about Vacation Bible School, the theme that when life is wild, God is good, which was set on a safari on the savannas in Africa. Now, I don't know if you have some vivid memories of Vacation Bible School when you were a kid, but VBS was always the best week of the summer. It was amazing. I remember singing songs and playing games, hearing stories and making crafts. I have some very strong memories. It must have been one of the first Vacation Bible Schools I went to. I couldn't be more than 5 or 6 years old. At the time, our church didn't have a property, and so we rented out another church to do VBS for the week. And the room in which my class was meeting, I have no idea where it was in the church, but I have a very vivid memory of red shag carpeting. Now, this is the middle of the 1970s, all right? Now, if you still have red shag carpeting, God bless you, that's fine, not a problem. But I just vividly remember it, and kind of that musty church smell in it, I kind of remember that very vividly. I also could smell the paste that we would use to glue all sorts of things together. Remember doing all sorts of things, but probably the most vivid memory I have of Vacation Bible School is this. About halfway through VBS, we would go to get a snack. And I would grab about, 6, 8, 10 Oreos, and I would stuff them in my pockets, and I would eat them. And then I would go back time and time again and fill up my cup with Red Punch until I had probably about a liter of Red Punch. So my stomach is filled with Oreos and Red Punch. So what did I do next? I would go and swing on the swings and go on the merry-go-round. It was magical. It was wonderful. I loved VBS. Now, I know I heard the stories. In fact, I was with my mom. My mom was the teacher, and she was using the latest technology to tell the stories. Flannel graph. Remember flannel graph? You'd cut all those little flannel things out, and you would tell the story. I was just entranced by it, and I became to just love Vacation Bible School. It was my favorite thing. Now, it's my prayer that those kids who came this past week not only fell in love with VBS, but fell more in love with Jesus, and know that Jesus loves them deeply. The goodness of God overflows. This morning, I want to give you a little bit of a snapshot of our week. We're going to kind of go through each of the 5 stories that we had talked about. Imagine, if you will, it's hot. I guess you don't need to imagine that part. All right, so it's hot. We're on the African savanna. We're going to learn about the goodness of God when things maybe are a little bit like we're not prepared for. Now, if you've been at VBS here at Bethany the last couple of years, you know that we do something that's called the Bible Point. And each day there's one particular phrase that everything kind of revolves around. It's one theme for the day. Now, all the themes kind of connect to one another. Now, the Bible Point has a little bit of audience participation. There's a call and a response. And I know there are some who are here in the crowd who went to VBS this week, so they know this already, so they'll help you get it going. So I'm going to say something, and then you're going to say something back. Your part is the same every single time, and it's only 3 words. You can get it. I know you can. Our theme verse for VBS is printed for you in your bulletin. Old Testament prophet Nahum, who writes, "The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes." One of the reasons we started with the 23rd Psalm, as we talked about Jesus being our good shepherd, is because God is good, and that goodness comes through Jesus Christ. And all week we heard about the goodness of God. On Monday we learned that when life is unfair, God is good. All right, so those of you who are VBS got it. You guys are set, ready to go. That's the call and response. I'll say something like that when life is something, and then you're going to say, "God is good." All right, so let's try it again. When life is unfair, God is good. Now, the kids experienced a little bit of unfair life. They imagined that they were back with God's people who were in slavery in Egypt. Now, slavery is a terrible and demoralizing thing. And the kids got to experience a little bit about what that was like. They encountered some of the Egyptian slave drivers who made them work, and they put unrealistic expectations upon them. And the kids kind of felt that it was unfair what was happening. This theme of being unfair kind of went throughout the entire day. Out at sports, the game was rigged so that it was unfair. A lot of things happened that are unfair. They kind of felt that they were destined for failure. Sometimes we feel the same way. It's our existence that we are slaves to sin. Satan spins lies that he wants you to hear, that say that you need to work to earn God's forgiveness. And with that, we have the shackles of sin put on upon us once again. He whispers into our eyes, and he wants us to become blind by the unrealistic expectations that we think that we have to do to earn God's favor. And in so doing, we lose sight of our true identity as those who have been redeemed and called children of God. But it is in Christ that we find our refuge and our strength. In Christ, we see the goodness of God in the flesh. And as the Israelites were freed from their captivity, we too have been freed from the slavery of sin. By grace, we have been saved through faith, so that when trouble comes, we find our refuge in Jesus. And we understand that when life is unfair, God is good. On Tuesday, we continued the story of God's people in Egypt, and they heard the story of the plagues that were sent. Those plagues that time and time again were to convince Pharaoh to let God's people go. You know, those plagues brought a lot of fear to the people. And we learn that when life is scary, God is good. You know, the plagues decimated the land. The water was turned into blood. There were frogs everywhere. There were gnats and locusts. There was hail and there was darkness. All of these things happened, and the people were scared. Sometimes these things happen in life too. And we need to hear the same words from Psalm 23. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. We have a God who walks with us through those difficult times. You know, the last of the plagues was the most devastating. You remember it. The angel of death was to pass through the land, killing the firstborn in every family. And this plague would finally be the one that would convince hard-hearted Pharaoh to let God's people go. And in a bit of prophetic and divine foreshadowing, the Israelites were saved by the blood of a lamb, the blood of a sacrificial lamb who took the place of the firstborn, whose blood was then shed and put upon the door frames and the doorposts so that the angel of death would pass over that house. It's the great redemption story that we find in the Old Testament. Pretty amazing how God works is that redemption story finds its fulfillment in the New Testament. It was Jesus who became the spotless Lamb of God as he willingly gave up his life for us. As he shed his blood on the cross, he became our refuge and strength. And as his blood covers us, we are cleaned, we are strengthened, we are nourished. And this is the goodness of God. We know that things in life can be scary, things in life that we might not want to face, but we know that even when life is scary, God is good. On Wednesday, the story continued. We heard about God's people leaving Egypt. They'd been freed from slavery, and they entered the wilderness, but they didn't listen to God. Their life was changing. Things were changing all of the time, and they learned that when life changes, God is good. Now, change can be hard. We all know that change can be hard. The old joke goes like this: how many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? The answer is 10. 1 to change it, and 9 to say how much they like the old light bulb a little bit better. You know, We laugh because there's some truth in it, all right? Change can be hard. Now, even though the people of God were slaves in Egypt, they've been granted their freedom, they soon began to worry and complain. And they even longed to go back to Egypt. They said the food was better. But they seemed to forget that they were in slavery. They lost sight of what God had done for them. Life was different in the desert. Things had changed, but God provided. He provided manna for them. He provided quail for them. He took care of all of their needs, but they wanted more. They wanted things to be their way. We do the same thing, don't we? Even after we have been brought to faith, we have times where we kind of wish we could go back to that old way of life. It seemed to be a lot more fun that way. Or we might complain about our current situation, that God is not providing, or that things aren't working out, and we think that God has abandoned us. Things change. Things are going to change all the time. We hear the only constant in life is change. But there was a change that happened inside each and every one of you that fundamentally made you a different person. It was at the waters of baptism, or when you heard the message for that very first time. Through water and the word, our hearts have been changed. We're washed clean. We can sing along with the psalmist, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." You've been changed. You've been claimed as a child of the King. You are His. Changes are going to come, but God's faithful love will never change. So even when life changes, God is good. On Thursday, we heard the wonderful story of salvation found only in Jesus Christ. We know that sometimes you look at the story of the crucifixion, and it seems to be a sad story. It seems to be that the devil wins, that the devil has an upper hand. There's lots of sad things that happen in life, but we know that when life is sad, God is good. You know, our lives are filled with brokenness. Our lives have been broken by sin. Our hearts have been broken by loneliness or anger or guilt. But as the kids heard in Psalm 34, and we hear this morning again, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Your heart broken? Well, sin separates us from God. Sin brings sadness and suffering into the world. And oftentimes we find ourselves feeling sad because things didn't turn out the way we wanted, or because we're feeling the effects of the guilt that sin brings. There are times when sadness seems to overwhelm. When that feeling of grief or loss washes over us as we remember those who have been called home to be with Jesus. And sometimes we feel sad and utterly alone. But God didn't want us to have that sort of an existence, so He did something about it. It was on a Friday, not a sad Friday or a bad Friday, but a Friday we call good. And everything was made new. On that day, Jesus paid the penalty for all sin. He paid the penalty so that sadness might be erased, and He rose again to defeat death, and in Him we have new life. As He rises, we too rise, and He promises that when He calls us home, He will wipe every tear from our eyes. I know there will be things in your life that bring sadness. But we know that even when life is sad, God is good. On Friday, the last day of VBS, we took some time to remember. That's a very heavy word in the Hebrew, that when God remembers, something amazing is going to happen. And when something amazing happens, He calls His children to remember. In the Bible adventure on Friday, the kids carried around the Ark of the Covenant, that they were pretending that they were Joshua and the people crossing the Jordan River, entering into the Promised Land. And after they did so, after God did another miraculous thing that finally brought them into that land, they celebrated the goodness of God, and they set up a memorial stone. an Ebenezer, or a stone of remembrance. They heard that when life is good, God is good. And they learned that wasn't the only time in Scripture that they set up a stone of remembrance. And in fact, Jacob did so, and Joshua did it in the story, and Samuel, they all set up stones as symbols to remember God's good and gracious acts done in the lives of his people. When God remembers his people, something amazing happens. And after something amazing happens, he calls God's people to remember. The kids confessed along with Nehemiah, "Remember the Lord who is great and gracious." You know, we all have reasons to remember and to celebrate. It's one of the reasons that we're gathered here every single week, to celebrate, to remember. It's the Lord's Day, the day that he rose from the dead. Through worship and song, we remember the works of the Lord. We praise him for what he has done. We hear his word. We sing his praise. And in this place, we remember once again the great and glorious works of the Lord. We set up a cross or wear one around our neck to remember the mighty acts that was done there in our place. We set up stones, maybe not as a memorial stone, but maybe one on top of another to build a building. Not to bring glory to us, but to remember the glory of God. These stones remind us of the one stone that was rolled away. And when Jesus exited the tomb, he defeated sin, death, and the devil. And that is what we come to celebrate and remember each and every week. We hear the word of the Lord proclaimed to remember and to celebrate the goodness of God. We come into this place and we take and eat, take and drink. We remember Jesus, the light of the world, who is truly present in, with, and under that meal. He is the light of the world, the true Son of God, our Savior, who comes all the way to us. We hold him in our hand. We take him in so that our faith might be strengthened, so that we might celebrate the goodness of God. We know that when life is good, God is good. You know, it was an amazing week here at VBS, and we hope that the kids will remember, well, more than just the Oreos and the punch, that they will remember the goodness of God, that they will never forget about his undying love for each and every one of us. And may the same be said for all of those of us who gather and remember the Lord who is great and glorious. No matter if the weather is hot or if it's cold, we know that when life is wild, God is good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, which is shown to us in Jesus Christ. Lord, help us now to be your hands and feet out in the world to bring your goodness to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.